This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Elena Neal Sachs. The Monterey Bay Air Resources District is relaunching an electric vehicle incentive program this month. KAZU's Aaron Malsbury has more.
Residents of Monterey, San Benito, and Santa Cruz counties can get rebates for buying new or used electric vehicles. The program is funded through DMV registration fees. Air Pollution Control Officer Richard Stedman says the newly passed reconciliation bill will end the $7,500 federal tax credit for buying a new EV.
That's going to really severely limit the purchasing power, but they'll still have, you know, incentive amounts from a local area agency and Central Coast Community Energy.
The local rebates are less than the expiring federal incentives. Still, Stedman says the district will continue supporting EVs. Aaron Malsbury, KAZU News.
The Diversity and Inclusion Office at the Middlebury Institute of International Studies in Monterey is shutting its doors today. Nick Creary led the Justice, Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Office for the last 2 years. In that time, he's built community partnerships, brought in counselors for students and staff, and hosted a speaker series on BIPOC voices. Yesterday was his last day.
Honestly, I think the community engagement is going to suffer.
In an email, Middlebury College Provost Michelle McCauley disputed the idea that the diversity office is closing. She said it's being restructured across all of Middlebury. This comes at a time when the entire future of the Monterey campus is uncertain. That's according to a recent school-wide message from the new Middlebury president. The school has struggled to bring back its enrollment numbers since the COVID pandemic. This is KAZU News.